Okay, today, before you listen to the sermon, read John chapter 14.
And
today I want to start a kind of mini-series on the Holy Spirit. I started out thinking I would just preach one sermon specifically on this topic. Yeah, but I quickly figured out that I will never be able to fit in everything.
Because
otherwise I would just be passing quickly over stuff.
And that's what
we do normally when we talk about the Holy Spirit. Because we're going over books in the Bible. Yeah, the topic of the Holy Spirit comes up. Yeah, and then we brush over that. We just say some quick things about it, and we brush over it. Yeah, because we're going through a whole chapter. Last Wednesday, at the end, it was about the Holy Spirit, and I just brushed over it because we're just going through a whole chapter at a time in general. So instead of doing the brushing over, I decided to just preach a whole sermon.
And it turns out
it's probably
going to
be a couple sermons about it. Yeah, and some of you have asked me questions in regards to the Holy Spirit.
And
my goal today is just lay a foundation.
Yeah,
and it will be more of a Bible study.
Yeah,
because we're going to look at a lot of scripture.
But that will help you
to understand why we believe the things we believe on the Holy Spirit based on the Bible. Yeah, so if you can, make notes.
Yeah,
it will help you maybe in future to explain these things to other people.
Yeah,
when we go out soul winning, you sometimes get questions in regards to the Holy
Spirit.
And it's good when we can actually
help people understand according to the scriptures.
Now today we're going to specifically focus on the identity of the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? And of course, mentally, most of us know kind of the answer to that. Yeah, but it's often more head knowledge than it's actually in our hearts. And the next weeks we'll talk about other topics in regards to the Holy Spirit.
We're
going to talk about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about the filling of the Holy Spirit, things like that. And the main points I really want to cover today is that, first of all, that the Holy Spirit is a person. And second, that the Holy Spirit is God. Yeah, we're going to look at the attributes of a person.
We'll see that the Holy Spirit
matches that.
And
then we're going to look at the attributes of God.
And we'll see again that the Holy Spirit matches that.
So let's start with the fact that the Holy Spirit is a person. Now, before we look at that, I want to show you that talking about God in the sense of a person, that is actually a biblical way of talking about God.
Yeah, a
person is somebody, yeah, who has emotions, who has intelligence, who has a will. Yeah, we can relate to.
And
the Bible clearly teaches that God has personhood. Yeah, the Bible refers to God
as
a person. Go to Hebrews. Hebrews 1,
and
read 1 till 3. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, had in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
خدا که در زمان گذشته به مراتب بسیار و از راه‌های مختلف به واسطه انبیا به پدران ما تکلم نمود، در این ایام آخر به ما به واسطه پسر خود سخن گفته است که او را وارث همه موجودات قرار داد و به وسیله او عالم‌ها را آفرید که فروغ جلالش و مظهر کامل ذاتش بوده و به کلمه نیرومند خود نگهدارنده همه موجودات بوده، چون پاک کردن گناهان ما را به واسطه خود اتمام رسانید. به دست راست کبریا در اعلی بنشست.
Yeah, so here it talks about the Son, Jesus Christ, being the express image of His person. And of course, His person here is talking about God the Father. Yeah, so we see God being called a person.
This is
a biblical way of talking about God.
Now,
of course, Jesus Christ is also a person.
That's
kind of obvious when we read the Bible. I will give you a verse that shows you that specifically. 2 Corinthians 2 verse 10.
Yeah,
to whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For I forgave anything to whom I forgave it. For your sakes forgave I it in the person of Christ. 2:10, yeah. 2 Corinthians 2:10.
اما هر کی را چیزی عفو دادم. اما هر کی را چیزی عفو نمایید من نیز می‌کنم زیرا که آنچه من عفو کردم هرگاه چیزی را عفو کرده باشم به خاطر شما به حضور مسیح
Yeah.
Second Corinthians.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, who is God in the flesh,
he's
called here a person.
Now,
we don't have a verse like that in regards to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
that specifically says that the Holy Spirit is a person. And it has caused some people, some groups to claim, oh, the Holy Spirit is not a person.
Yeah,
the Holy Spirit is just a force. Or some energy.
It's
the power of God.
Yeah,
but I'll prove from the Bible today that the Holy Spirit is a person.
Yeah?
Specifically, he's the third person of the Godhead, of the Trinity. Yeah, go to 1 Corinthians 12, verse 11. You can look at some attributes. But all these worketh that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man several as he will. Yeah, so here we have an attribute that we would subscribe to a person having a will. And it says that the Holy Spirit, he has a will. Yeah, he's not a force.
فقط نیرو نیست، اراده داره.
Yeah, that pushes or pulls things.
نیرو نیست که یکی با فشار بیاره یا فشار نره، هر کسی فقط بتونه ازش استفاده کنه. نه، خودش اراده داره، خودش تصمیم میگیره.
And the context of this verse is where the Holy Spirit is the one who decides which gifts he gives to who.
هدیه رو به کی میده.
Yeah, he chooses that.
او تصمیم میگیره به کی بده.
Yeah, he wills to do that.
او میخواد که این کارو بکنه.
Yeah, go to Acts 16 verse 6.
اما رسولان 16 آیه 6.
Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. So who is forbidding here? The Holy Ghost is forbidding. He has a will.
خواست داره میتونه انتخاب کنه من کنه یا اجازه بده پس این زمان باید یه کسی باشه که شخص داره باشه وگر من نمیتونه فقط نیرو باشه و نشون میده که روح القدس بیشتر از یه قدرته اول تیموتائوس 4:1
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils
اما روح صریحاً میگوید که در زمانهای آخر بعضی از ایمان برگشته به ارواح فریبنده و تعالیم شیاطین توجه خواهند نمود.
Yeah, so the Holy Spirit has a will.
روح القدس اراده داره.
And we see here that also Holy Spirit communicates.
و روح القدس با کسی صحبت با صحبت میکنه. یعنی راه تماس داره صحبت میکنه.
Yeah, the Spirit big S. Yeah.
روح خداوند با روح بزرگه
expressly.
صحبت میکنه و خواستش رو ما اعلام میکنه روح القدس با ما رابطه برقرار میکنه
Romans 8:26
رومیان 8:26
Likewise the Spirit also helped our infirmities for we know not what we should pray for as we ought but the Spirit itself make it intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
و همچنین روح نیز ضعف ما را یاری می‌کند، زیرا نمی‌دانیم چگونه برای آنچه که می‌باید دعا کنیم، اما خود روح برای ما شفاعت می‌کند به ناله‌هایی که نمی‌شود بیان.
Yeah, so sometimes when we pray, maybe more often when we pray, we don't know exactly how we need to pray for a situation.
Or
we think we know when we pray something wrong, actually. And of course, we have limited understanding. Yeah, and our limited understanding might sometimes be wrong. We might be praying for the wrong things. Yeah, what do you pray for a situation like the Ukraine? You're going to pray against Putin, you're going to pray against the Western leaders. What is the other right prayer?
Yeah,
of course, we want peace. We have limited understanding.
When we are in trouble
and we think money can be the solution, so God, give me a million. Yeah, that will solve my problem.
Well,
God, no, you're going to kill yourself with it. You're going to destroy yourself with it.
So,
when we pray, we have the Holy Spirit that will make intercession for us,
communicating
the right prayer for that situation to God. My God, they're asking for this million, but that's not what he means. That's not what he needs. This is what he needs.
This is what
he's interceding for us.
And the point
I want to make here again is that the Holy Spirit communicates. That's an attribute of a person.
That's not an attribute
of a force,
or some energy or some power.
Go to Romans 8. Read the next verse, 27. Yeah, and the fact that the Holy Spirit communicates that he has a will also shows that he has intelligence. Romans 8, 27. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the minds of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to his will, to the will of God. Yeah, it shows us that he has a mind to think. Yeah, not a physical brain, so like we have that. But there's this ability to reason and to think. That's an attribute of a person. Go to 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but with the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
که آنها را نیز بیان می‌کنیم نه به سخنان آموخته شده از حکمت انسان، بلکه به آنچه روح القدس می‌آموزد و چیزهای روحانی را با روحانی‌ها مقایسه می‌نماییم.
Yeah, here we see that the Holy Spirit, yeah, he has a will, he's able to communicate.
راه داره، می‌تونه تصمیم بگیره.
Yeah, he has intellect, he has a mind, and here we see him teaching.
اینجا هم می‌بینیم که داره درس میده.
That's all points to the Holy Spirit being a person.
پس باز نشون میده که روح القدس یک شخص همینجوری نیست، یه نیرو نیست.
Now the Holy Spirit also has emotions.
روح القدس حس احساس هم داره.
Yeah, go to Ephesians 4.
افسوسیان 4.
Even Ephesians 4:30.
See.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption.
و روح قدوس خدا را که به او تا روز رستگاری مهر شده اید غمگین مسازید.
Yeah, enforce this in grief.
روح خداوند غمگین، روح غمگین نمیشه، حس نداره.
Enforce this impersonal.
یه نیرو غمگین نمیشه.
You can grieve a person.
میتونی یه نفر رو غمگین کنی، اما یه نیرو
نمیتونی. Yeah, we can grieve the Holy Spirit because he has emotions.
میتونیم روح القدس رو غمگین کنیم چون حس داره، احساس.
How do we grieve
the Holy Spirit? Now,
remember, when we got saved,
وقتی نجات پیدا کردیم,
yeah, the Holy Spirit came live in us.
روح القدس درون ما ساکن شد.
Yeah, he's with you.
او با شماست.
Yeah, the Bible says you're sealed with the Holy Spirit.
کتاب مقدس میگه مهرموم شدین با اون روح القدس.
So now when you are committing sin,
وقتی گناه رو مرتکب میشید,
yeah, you're exposing the Holy Spirit to those sins.
روح القدس که درون شماست با اون گناهان لمس میشه.
And it grieves him.
و اون غمگینش میکنه.
He has sorrow over that.
ناراحت میشه سر اون موضوع.
Yeah. When we watch things that we shouldn't watch.
وقتی چیزی رو نگاه میکنیم که نباید نگاه
کنیم. We are grieving the Holy Spirit. We are exposing the Holy Spirit to these things.
روح القدس رو آشکار میکنیم به این چیزها.
When we go to places we shouldn't be going.
جاهایی میریم که نباید بریم.
Yeah, we grieve the Holy Spirit.
روح القدس رو غمگین میکنیم.
When we listen to things that we shouldn't be listening to.
به چیزهایی که نباید گوش کنیم.
We are grieving the Holy Spirit.
غمگین میکنیم روح القدس رو.
Yeah, oh, my sin doesn't hurt anybody.
گناهان من کسی رو ناراحت نمیکنه.
Yeah, no animals or human beings were harmed in this recording.
هیچ انسانی در این صدا چیز ناراحت نخواهد شد.
Nobody was affected.
هیچ کسی
okay,
ناراحت
is that so?
آیا واقعا این شکلی بود؟
What about the Holy Spirit who lives in you?
اما روح القدس
در من بود
because
you exposed him to sin.
شد یا نشد؟
Yeah. We are a temple of the Holy Ghost, the Bible says.
ما معبد مقدس روح خداوند هستیم.
Yeah, if you really have this in the front of our minds.
اگر همه اینها در فکرمون باشه
واقعا. I think it would hesitate us when we are about to go into sin.
وقتی می‌بینیم که داریم در گناه قدم برمی‌داریم، خودمون یه مقدار جلومون رو می‌گیره. یه مقداری جلومون رو می‌گیره برای اون گناه.
Wherever we go.
هر جا که برویم.
Yeah, we're taking the Holy Spirit with us.
با روح القدس رو با خودمون می‌بریم.
And we're exposing the Holy Spirit to the things that we are
doing. روح خداوند رو با کارهایی که داریم انجام می‌دیم آلوده می‌کنیم. نزدیکش میکنیم.
So he has emotions. We can grieve him. The Holy Spirit is a person.
غمگین ممکنه بشه چون شخصه.
He has a will.
خواسته
داره. Communicates. He has intellect.
میتونه صحبت کنه. هوش داره. فکر داره.
Yeah, he has the. He can be grieved. He has the attributes of a person.
و در حقیقت یه صفت یک انسان رو داره.
The Romans 15 verse 30. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me.
Romans
15, verse 30.
Sí.
اما ای برادران از شما التماس دارم که به خاطر خداوند ما عیسی مسیح و به محبت روح برای من نزد خدا در دعاها همراه من مجاهده کنید.
That's how Paul is pleading with the Romans here.
با رومیان التماس
and he's asking them, hey,
ازشون میخواد.
Join me in my prayers.
در دعا همراه من
باشید. Pray for me.
دعا کنین برای من. کمکم کنید.
And he says, do this
این کارو بکنی.
For the Lord Jesus Christ's sake.
به خاطر
yeah?
روح القدس.
Pray for me because you love Jesus Christ.
چون عیسی مسیح رو دوست دارید.
And then it says, do this because of the love of the Spirit.
به خاطر محبت روح خداوند.
Yeah, Paul has the understanding
پولس رسول این درک رو داره.
That you can love the Holy Spirit.
میتونین روح القدس
That you can have a relationship with the Holy Spirit.
میتونین رابطه با روح القدس داشته باشید.
Yeah, because the Holy Spirit is a person.
چون روح القدس یک نفره.
Yeah, in general, this is not how most
معمولاً اکثر مسیحیان فکر می‌کنند به وسیله روح القدس. در مورد روح القدس این فکر رو ندارم.
Yeah, we tend to often go more in a sense towards the force, maybe even our minds we know the truth.
فکر می‌کنیم شاید بدونیم روح القدس شخصه، اما تو قلبمون به عنوان
نیرو نگاهش می‌کنیم. We don't think of him as a person you can have a relationship with.
نگاه نمی‌کنیم به عنوان یه شخصی که بتونیم رابطه باهاش داشته باشیم.
That the Holy Spirit is a person.
اما کتاب مقدس میگه روح القدس یک شخصه.
It may not directly state this.
شاید نام شخص رو نبوده.
But it becomes very clear from all these verses that the Bible gives us that
نشون میده که یک شخصیت رو داره، یک شخصیتی داره، یک رابطه رو داره.
Read John 14, verses 16 and 17. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the Lord cannot receive, but it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you. And shall be in you.
و من از پدر سوال میکنم و تسلی دهنده دیگر به شما عطا خواهد کرد تا همیشه با شما بماند. یعنی روح راستی که جهان نمیتواند او را قبول کند زیرا که او را نمیبیند و نمیشناسد و اما شما او را میشناسید زیرا که با شما میماند و در شما خواهد بود. شما را یتیم نمیگذارم نزد شما میآیم.
Yeah, notice the pronouns that are used. He, him,
او.
Yeah, that's what we use for referring to a person.
وقتی اسم او میاریم داریم به یه نفر اعلام
میکنیم. Not a force.
نه یه قدرت.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit is a person.
روح القدس کسی هست.
He has a will.
خواستی داره.
Yeah, he decides what gifts he's going to give to who.
چه هدیه ای به کی میده به کجا
میده. He communicates. He speaks with us. Speaks to us.
با ما صحبت میکنه. از طریق ما صحبت میکنه. فکر داره.
He has ability to reason.
قادره
که با emotions.
منطقی صحبت
yeah,
کنه. حس داره، احساس داره، میتونیم غمگینش کنیم، میتونیم خوشحالش کنیم.
Yeah. we can love the Holy Spirit.
میتونیم محبت رو روح القدس رو محبت کنیم.
And there's this personal pronouns being used in the Bible referring to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has the attributes of an actual person. Okay, we'll do a little bit further. And the second thing I'd like to get across
is
that besides the Holy Spirit having the attributes of a person, he also has the attributes of God. And with the attributes of God, I mean the attributes that make God God. Yeah, there are certain attributes that man doesn't have and God does have. Yeah, for example, yeah, God is eternal. Yeah, God is omniscient.
God is
omnipresent. God is omnipotent. Yeah, these are attributes that we don't have. They only belong to God. As we will see, the same attributes are the attributes that the Holy Spirit has. And of course, why is that? Obviously, because the Holy Spirit is God. Let's look at the first one.
Yeah?
God is eternal. Yeah, that means there's no beginning or end to God.
و آخری از خداوند وجود نداره.
Yeah, he goes from everlasting to everlasting.
از ابدیت تا به ابدیت ادامه خواهد داشت.
Of course, we have a beginning.
ما هممون آغازی داشتیم.
Yeah, there was a moment that you were born.
لحظه ایست که متولد شدید.
Yeah, my youngest daughter, Fiona.
دختر کوچیک من فیونا.
Yeah, was searching for some coins.
دنبال چند تا سکه می‌گشته.
With a year of her birth on it.
دنبال تاریخ تولدش می‌گشته که اون سکه باشه. چون فیونا آغاز شده. شما آغاز داشتین. پس اون تاریخ زندگیتون شروع شده.
God does not have a beginning.
خداوند آغاز
God
نداره.
God is eternal.
خداوند ابدی است.
Now the Bible talks about his name being I am.
خداوند اسمش رو گفته من هستم.
He's always existed. He is. He's self-existing.
همیشه بوده و هست.
I am that I am.
من هستم که هستم.
Yeah, it's the God who always existed.
خداوندی بوده که همیشه بوده و همیشه هست.
No beginning.
نه آغاز.
Yeah, God is not created.
خداوند خلق نشده.
Yeah, he is eternal.
او ابدی است.
Go to Psalm 19.
مزمور
Psalm 19 verse 2.
آیه 2.
Before the mountains were brought forth, or even thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
پیش از آن که کوه‌ها زاده شوند یا تو زمین جهان را به وجود آوری، از ازل تا به ابد تو خدایی.
Yeah, from everlasting to everlasting.
از ازل تا به ابد.
Infinity going backwards, infinity going forwards.
ابدیت ادامه دار بودنش هم از گذشته شروع میشه هم در آینده‌اش ادامه خواهد داشت.
And it makes God who he is. He's eternal.
خداوند ابدی است. از ازل بوده تا ابد هست.
First Timothy 1:17.
اول تیموتائوس 1:17.
Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
باری پادشاه سرمدی و نامیرا و نادیده را یگان خدای حکیم را اکرام و جلال تا ابد باد آمین.
God is everlasting.
خداوند ابدی است.
God is eternal.
خداوند ابد ابدی انتها نداره.
Isaiah 40.
اشعیا 40.
28.
آیه 28.
Has thou not known? Has thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding.
آیا ندانسته ای؟ آیا نشنیده ای که یهوه خدای سرمدی است؟ آفریننده کرانه های زمین، او هرگز درمانده و خسته نمی شود و فهم او را تفحص نتوان کرد.
Yeah, so the Holy Spirit has the same attribute
as
God, being God who is everlasting. Let's look at a verse like that. Go to Hebrews 9. Yeah, God is everlasting. Okay, the Holy Spirit is also everlasting. Hebrews 9:14.
No, 14.
How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
پس آیا چقدر بیشتر خون مسیح که به واسطه ی روح ازلی خیشتن را بی عیب به خدا تقدیم کرد وجدان شما را از اعمال مرد پاک نخواهد ساخت تا خدای زنده را خدمت
شما. Yeah, so it uses the words eternal spirit.
روح ابدی.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit is eternal.
روح القدس ابدی است.
It's an attribute that only God has.
یه صفتی است که فقط خداوند داره.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit is eternal. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is God.
روح القدس خداست.
The next one is God is omniscient.
خداوند همه جا.
Yeah, this means he's all knowing.
خداوند آگاهه از همه چی آگاهه.
Yeah, he knows everything about everything.
در مورد همه چیز و در مورد هر چیزی همه چیز رو میدونه.
Yeah, till the latest infinite detail God knows it.
تا آخرین لحظه و جزئیات هر چیزی رو خداوند آگاهه.
That's mind-boggling for us to understand because we are limited.
مغزمون نمیکشه بخوام قبول کنیم که همه چیزو میدونی.
Yeah, our knowledge is limited. We know actually very little.
ما خیلی کم میدونیم.
Yeah, the more you know, the more you know what you don't know.
بیشتر میدونی میفهمی چقدر بیشتر نمیدونی.
Yeah, the Bible says that the hairs on our head are numbered by God.
تعداد موهای سرمون رو خداوند میدونه.
One falls out, he knows the new number.
خداوند میدونه الان چند تا مو تو سرشه.
Of every single human being on earth.
برای هر یه دونه انسانی که توی زمین وجود داره تو کل تاریخ تنها دونه هاش مشخصه. خداوند همه رو آگاهه.
Go to Psalm 139.
مزمور 139.
Yeah, because this is also what makes him God.
برای همین این خداست.
Go to Psalm 139 verses 1.
139
till 6. O Lord, thou hast searched me and know me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest altogether. Thou hast beset my mind, and before and laying a hand upon me, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it.
خداوند، تو مرا آزموده و شناختی. تو از نشستن و برخاستنم آگاهی و اندیشه هایم را از دور میدانی. تو راه رفتن و آرامیدنم را سنجیده ای و با همه راه هایم آشنایی. حتی پیش از آن که سخنی بر زبان آید، تو ای خداوند به تمامی از آن آگاهی. از پیش و از پس احاطه‌ام کردی و دست خیش را بر من نهادی. چنین دانشی برایم بس شگفت انگیز است و چنان والا که بدان نتوانم رسید.
Yeah, God knows all your ways. He knows all the ways of you, of your friends, of your family. He knows everything. He knows your thoughts. Yeah, God's knowledge surpasses our knowledge. He knows everything. Yeah, Psalm 47 verse 5 says, great is our Lord, and of great power his understanding is infinite.
بزرگ است خداوندگار ما و بسیار نیرومند. درک او نامتناهی است.
No, only the first five. Yeah. If there are limits to his understanding, to what he knows, no, it's infinite.
نه ابدی است.
It means his knowledge has to be infinite. Otherwise he cannot have infinite understanding. He knows everything. Now, the Holy Spirit has the same attribute. Yeah, go to 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 and 11. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God.
1 Corinthians 2:10-11. کیست که از مردمان که امور انسان را بداند جز روح انسان که در وی می باشد. همچنین نیز امور خدا را هیچ کس ندانسته است جز روح خدا.
Yeah, it says that the Spirit searched all things.
دیگه همه چیز رو روح
yeah,
میدونه.
Yeah, even the deep things of God.
حتی عمیق‌ترین چیز خداوند.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit knows the things of God. He is all knowing.
همه از همه چیز آگاه.
And of course, the reason for that is that he is God.
چون روح القدس خود خداست.
That is why he has the same attributes as God.
برای همین صفت خداوند رو داره.
Isaiah 40, verse 13.
آیه 13.
Who had directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor had taught him?
کیست که روح خداوند را هدایت کرده و یا چون مشاورش به او تعلیم داده باشد؟
Yeah, so whoever needed to go to the Spirit of God, Yeah, the Holy Spirit, and teach him.
Teach him anything. Yeah,
that's a rhetorical question. The answer is obviously no one. Yeah, because he knows everything. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is omniscient. He knows everything. He's all knowing. Go to 1 Corinthians
12.
And I just want to make the link in case you don't know for sure. The Spirit of God is the same as the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost.
1 Corinthians 12, verse 3.
Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Yeah, the Spirit of God is the Holy Ghost.
Now go
to 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10. And read verses 10 till 12. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10 till 12. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God, for what man knoweth. What man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Sorry, we read it twice.
کیست از مردمان که امور انسان را بداند جز روح انسان که در وی می باشد؟ همچنین نیز امور خدا را هیچ کس ندانسته است جز روح خدا. اما ما روح جهان را نیافتیم، بلکه آن روح که از خداست تا آنچه خدا به ما عطا فرموده است بداند.
Yeah, the Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit, and He searches all things.
روح خداوند روح راستی است. روح خدا روح
راستی است. He is all knowing.
او از همه چیز آگاهه.